How long does it take for a stranger to become a high-ticket client in your business? Here's the truth. Most entrepreneurs cannot answer this question. And up until a couple months ago, I couldn't too. And the truth is, it actually cost me a lot of money in my business because I wasn't building my marketing in a way that mirrored the real-life journey that my clients actually took. If you understand the answer to this question, and I'm about to answer this question in this video, growing your business, making more money, signing more clients becomes so much easier because you can build your marketing and your funnel in a way that actually works. So in a minute here, we're going to dive in. I'm going to share with you what I learned through looking at the actual data in my business, taking a cohort of 94 high ticket clients that we've signed and actually looking at that journey, answering that question with this data. This is going to give you clarity on how to answer this question in your business. And then we're going to talk about what it means for you and how you can actually apply this to tweak your marketing process so it's more effective, so it signs more clients and you make more money as a result. Super pumped to dive in. Now, if you are new to my world, this is our first video together. It's great to meet you. My name is Jason Moss. I'm a business mentor, and I help established entrepreneurs scale their businesses by integrating grounded strategy with inner work. What that means for you is your business grows in a way that feels more sustainable, more aligned, more fulfilling, more easeful, because the strategy that you're using, because the way that you're scaling actually feels good. That is the work I do. And honestly, this is a big piece of this. It's the inner work, and it's actually looking at the data, the insights, the foundations in your business, tweaking those, refining those, optimizing those, and dialing them in so they actually work for you. So let's go ahead and take a look at this data together. Now, context on this is we actually took a look at 94 high ticket clients in our business. And we looked at the journey that they took, from how long it actually took from joining our email list to becoming a paying client. We plugged it all into AI. We came up with the numbers and the insights. And here's what I learned. So 53% of people who became a high ticket client did so within the first 30 days of joining my email list. This number was really surprising for me because over the years, I've taught that marketing is about long-term relationships. You shouldn't sleep with people on the first date. And so I actually had built my funnel in a way where we actively kind of discouraged people from applying earlier on. I would hide the door from people because my mindset was, I do not want to get on the phone with someone who's just joined my email list. I'd rather them sit in my funnel for 3 weeks or 3 months. And the truth is, this data actually directly contradicted my own mindset and my own assumptions that I had made around the journey that people took to becoming clients. This number, 53.2%, was a lot higher than I thought. And the median number, when we looked at all of this data here, the median number of days that someone took to become a high ticket client was actually only 25 days. So I learned a lot from this, and I'll talk in a couple minutes here about what this means for you and how I've changed my funnel and our marketing to actually apply this insight and to really mirror this in my business moving forward. Now, here's the interesting thing. After the first 30 days, the remaining 47% of clients that signed up to work with us did so over the next year, and in many cases, even longer. There were 9 clients that we looked at in this cohort. That's about 10% of this cohort that signed up after 284 days on our list or greater. And the longest person was actually close to 700 here. So that's nearly 2 years after joining our list. So what does this show you? It shows that there's this long tail in terms of conversion in a high ticket coaching business. This stuff takes time. A lot of the time, people who don't convert up front, there is a long tail. There's a long tail. And so while 53% closed within the first 30 days, the remaining 47% closed over the next year and even longer. You can see here the data on, and if you're listening via audio, you won't see this, You can check this out on YouTube to actually look at the PDF that we put together here. But you can see 74% close within 120 days, 94, nearly 95% close within 365 days. So it looks like pretty much all of the curve happens within the first year. But there are some outliers that actually close beyond that point that are significant. So this was super surprising for me. And I think the biggest insight I gained, I mean, there's several, but let's talk about what this actually means for you as an entrepreneur. The first thing is to recognize that a large portion of people are going to sign up pretty close to the journey of actually meeting you for the first time in the first few weeks. Now, this doesn't mean just spam people the first day they join your list and try to get them on a sales call as quickly as possible. I think this is a mistake. What it does mean is not hiding the door from the people who are ready. So in our business, one of the things that I've shifted is I've started making more invitations earlier on in our funnel. Initially, we would actually hide the application page from people who were early on because I had the mindset, you know, people aren't warm. They're not quite, you know, warmed up to me yet. And I think it's important to recognize here that someone does need to really sit in your content, in your methodology, in your perspective, but that journey is less about the time that they spend in your funnel and more about exposure. Because what happens oftentimes is people will go deep really fast. They'll join your list and then they'll spend 6 hours binging your YouTube channel. And so that warming up journey is actually less about the time that someone is on your list and more about the depth of exposure. So you can create opportunities earlier on in your business for someone to go deep with you. And that might be something like a masterclass recording where they can spend 2 hours with you, or it might be some kind of a live challenge or a live event where they can hang out maybe a week into joining your list and really get that depth of exposure, or a YouTube channel where they can binge 12 videos of yours and accomplish the amount of warming up that many people take months to do in just maybe 2 or 3 days. So do not hide that depth from people on the front end. There are going to be a percentage of people who are going to be ready to go deep. And I think it's great to create those opportunities up front in your funnel. So for us, for a while, what we've been doing, and we've recently been shifting this and really leaning more heavily into live challenges and things like that. But for a while, what that's looked like is we've had a lead magnet that's like a masterclass. So people can opt in and then they can watch that training and they can go deep with me really fast if they want to. And if they don't, they get put into our nurture sequence and they get more lightweight content. So being able to create that pathway for depth on the front end, I think is important. And not hiding the door from people who are earlier on in your journey, but also making sure that, you know, you're not just like inviting a bunch of people to a sales call who have no idea who you are. I think that's the counterbalance to this. Because if your idea of closing on the front end is someone just follows you on Instagram, and then you got like a mini chat automation that kicks off that invites them to a sales call, you're going to end up on the phone with a bunch of people who aren't qualified. So we need to find that balance between warming people up, but also not hiding the door on the front end. I think that's the big insight that I took away from this. The second piece of this that's equally important, if not more so, is making sure that your business is set up to nurture long-term relationships. In our business, looking at these numbers, 47% of people who bought from us, who paid us money, high ticket, actually did so after 30 days of joining our list. A lot of entrepreneurs I talk to do not have a real process set up in place in their business to effectively nurture people long-term in their funnel. Great example of this, two examples of this, two clients I've worked with over the last few months. One client I work with who had a webinar funnel set up. And so she was doing paid traffic to people who were getting on her email list and then joining her for a live event. And she did not really have any nurturing, any long-term email nurture, any long-term process, retargeting ads, anything like that designed to build those relationships and ultimately to create sales opportunities with people if they didn't sign up right off the back of the masterclass or the live event. I had another client who recently joined us inside of our collective mastermind. Very similar situation. She is a web designer and creates websites for people. And she had set up this lead magnet funnel with Meta ads, and people were opting into this guide. And then she had a 2-week email sequence off the back of that. And I asked her, I said, well, what happens if people don't buy in the first 2 weeks? And she said, well, I'm not doing anything after that. And I was like, well, you're missing out on 47% or more of the people that would actually buy from you. So what does this look like in our business today? What it looks like is we do a lot of email marketing. I send out 3 to 5 emails on average a week to really build those relationships. We've got our organic social presence as well. If you're doing a lot on, you know, Instagram, this is where stories and things like that can be incredibly effective, as well as we do retargeting ads and we run a live event generally every 1 to 2 months that's retargeted to the people who are already in my audience. So we're constantly creating touch points with people who have already opted in. The journey does not end 30 days into getting to know me. It just is really beginning. And case in point here, you can look at our data. I mean, we've got, you know, someone almost 700 days in who decided to buy. So this is not like wasted time. This is you really taking advantage of the fact that people do oftentimes take time to warm up. And generally, you know, when we look at the journey that someone takes to getting to know you, oftentimes it's very unpredictable. You know, someone might opt in for your lead magnet and then they unsubscribe. And then maybe they see a couple of your posts on social media and they forget about you for 2 months. And then something happens in their life, maybe their business, where suddenly this feels more important. They check back in and they end up on a live event. And maybe they don't buy that time. And then 2 months later, they end up on another one. And this journey of getting to know you, people think it's like this linear funnel, but in reality, oftentimes it is quite unpredictable and messy. And so your business does need to be optimized for that. So I think the two biggest insights I would share with you from this data, number one, not hiding the door early on from people who are ready. Not converting without that depth of someone getting to know you. So do you have assets on the front end in your business that are designed to build those relationships quickly for the people who are going to be ready, and then creating that clear pathway into your sales process on the front end, and also making sure you've got that nurture process in place on the back end to really capitalize on those people who might take 6 months to sign up to work with you. We've got those two things in place, not hiding the door on the front end, and also we've got the back end really dialed in. That's what's going to take all of the opportunity in your business and really, you know, take advantage of it and give you the ability to maximize the revenue that's coming into your business. Now, there's a lot to this stuff. What's the right strategy to really build this out? What's the right front end in your business? How do you make sure you have a front end that's actually effectively doing this well and creating that opportunity for the 53% to say yes and to step into your world, as well as what does that nurture process look like? There's so many questions around this that people often have, and it's not as simple as one size fits all. You know, inside the collective mastermind, what I'm doing with you is I'm actually taking a look at your business, your strategy, what you've put together in terms of your foundations and what's going to work best for your niche, your personality, your strengths. And we build out together a customized business growth plan that's going to show you, here's what to focus on the front end. Here's what that funnel is actually going to look like for you. Here's what those back end pieces look like. Here's the messaging that's actually going to land and connect, so that rather than just posting more and more content, you're actually intentionally architecting that journey in a way that makes more people say yes. The result is your business grows. We've had clients I've worked with over the years who have 4x'd their business, who have gone from, I'm thinking about a client, Megan, who went from making 2K over 6 months, working 80 hours a week, to over $260,000 in sales while cutting her hours in half in a little over a year. This is not like magical stuff. This is what happens when you have the right strategy in place. You also do the inner work to really align to be able to actually claim the next level of income that you want. Now, if you're feeling called to explore what that might look like and what it might look like to actually work together to unlock that next level of growth in your business, You can tap the link down below. There's a link to submit an application that will go directly to me. I'll take a look at it personally. And if I feel like there's alignment, I'll reach out and we can set aside some time for a no pressure conversation to explore what's next for you. I hope you found this valuable today. This was a fun video to make. Nothing like data. So I would encourage you to take a look at this in your business. If you have these insights, you have a CRM or something like this, it's super easy to plug this into AI and get your own version of this. Maybe your numbers look similar. Maybe they look different. Do you have any insights? I'd love to hear down below. Hope you found this helpful, and I'll see you in the next video.